Okay, Parshas Ekev, really just be dealing with the first pasuk. V'yo Ekev tishma'un es ha'mishpatim ha'eila v'heiser Hashem imcha kochali, etc., etc. The Meshech Chachma begins by stating that the previous parsha ends with the pasuk dealing with chok and mishpatim, and here it only says mishpatim. First, he tells you to look at the Bala Keda. It's written beautiful ideas of this. He expands upon it. The Yitokin the Hosef al Tavarov Kikasher Nis Balel Divrei Torah Begufam. When Divrei Torah becomes infused in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, the Amdu Benisyonos Arbim Shana, and the fact that they stood for 40 years with various tests, those laws which we thought as chukim not only means the fact that we don't know the understandings of what's the rationale, the deeper rationale of each chok, and yet we look at things also as if it is a chok, those ideas will nishapeh, they will turn, they change into mishpatim. Ki hanefesh hazach vehiver masig ma. So the nefesh, which is enthralled, which is enthused with Das Hashem, masig masha hamacholos obiyos osuros mitamtem hanefesh. He understands it's not simply a law, it's not simply not to do something, but you understand the deeper time, the deeper rationale. The fact that it's usher is metamtem hanefesh. It destroys the nefesh, it impures the nefesh. And it removes yourself from the idea of being able to understand the godliness. And therefore it turns from mishpatim into chukim. I'm sorry, from chukim into mishpatim. So on a deeper level comes the Nesiva Shalom. Explains a little bit more about your Ekev Tishma'un. Ushmartim v'asisim v'asom v'shamar Hashem l'kecho l'cho habris v'sachesed and nishpa l'avasecha v'yahavta v'reachecha. Uberashi says over there, perish b'shem ha'tanchuma v'hoyo Ekev Tishma'un im ha'mitzvos kalo sh'odam dosh be'akva. If a mitzvah kala, an easy mikvah, a mitzvah, Dosh ba'akva tishma'un. Odi yisashom b'tanchuma. What does that mean, by the way? In mitzvahs kala sh'odom dosh ba'akva tishma'un. Those which you seem to step on tishma'un, but you will listen to it nevertheless. Odi yisashom b'tanchuma ze sh'omer ha'kosov. Lami rabi me'ra. Avon ikve yisavuni. What does that mean? The avon ikve yisavuni. The avon of my dashing, of my heels, the pressing from my heels, yisavuni will surround me. Hayadavim misyaya miyom hadin veomer. David Amelech was afraid. Ribono shalom. Eini misyar me mitzvos hachamuros shabatorish and chamuros. I'm not worried about those mitzvahs that are very difficult and very chomer to follow. Mimani misyar. What am I worried about? Min hamitzvos hakalos. That man seems to throw them to the side. He dashes, he steps on them. What do you mean dash? What does it mean he steps on him? It means a mezalzel. He's a bizui. He just, you know, throws him, but doesn't take him seriously. So why do we use in the lashon of ekev here anyway? Why is the result of what I'm doing is a bracha of the brachas that are loving me? We don't see this elsewhere. Usually we see if you're going to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll get rewarded gashmias, meaning we'll have rains, we'll have food, we'll have parnasa. Ukmochein, So we see this every day when we say this in Shema. So why here is the result is the love. But your Ekev Tishma'un, what does he say? V'hayahu lashon simcha. Ekev Tishma'un is a lashon of simcha. V'chein ha-rashe tevos. V'hayah means who? Yismchu ha-shamayim v'togel ha-aretz. Ekev, mora al ha-doros ha-achronim shel ikfasa de-mashicha. What is it? It's talking about the very last days of the ikfasa de-mashicha, the footsteps of Mashiach. Ki neshamos Yisrael hem koma shalema. In other words, v'haya ekev tishma'un. Ekev means there'll come a time of ekev. The yismachu hashamayim v'togel ha'aretz. There will come a generation, the ikvah the Mashicha tishma'un. And there I will show the ahava. Now he's going to explain what is this ekev. What does that mean, the end of doros? Ukemo shebekomas ha'odam yesh rosh guf uregolim, aglayim. We know that in a komas ha'odam, when a man stands up, what do we have? We have a head, we have a guf, we have legs. Kemo chen hum bin neshamos Yisrael. Hine harosh yesh bo re'iya u'shemiya mukhshis v'gam re'iya u'shemiya sichlis. We know that a person has all the five senses. Can hear, he can see, and this could be ushmiya sichlis, and also he can hear rationally, he can think rationally. V'haguf, hu mishkan halev, she'ein bo re'iya ushmiya, but the guf that doesn't have this, it doesn't have the re'iya udashmiya. Abu yesh bo re'iya ushmiya sichlis kamanda oma lev shomeya. Has a different kind of understanding. Acha reglayim, ein shaych behem bechlal re'iya ushmiya. But a reglaim doesn't have seeing or thinking or hearing. Ukemochein hu b'neshamos hadaros. Shahadaros hakadumim hoye neshmasayim b'bechir rosh shahoye b'hem re'iyu shmiya. U'bechiros isa chazi v'sa shama. The earlier generations, they had everything. They had the re'iyu, the shmiya. They saw the Kaddish Baruch Hu. They believed in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shero alokush v'shamos dvar Hashem. Then the Hadoros HaMucharim Yoser, they were Bechirus HaGuf, Lev Shomeya, Shekvar Lohoya Etlam Re'iyah Mamash. They have a certain idea of Lev Shomeya, there was still a higher level than our generation. Lohoya Etlam Re'iyah Mamash, they couldn't see it, Mamash to see it, but they had a belief, they had a certain idea about it, they saw more. Lev Shomeya Shekvar Lohoya Etlam Re'iyah Mamash. Aval hoye bebchiras shema shama b'riyu shmiya sichlas. Achadoros ha'achronim, but the ikvah de meshicha heim bebchiras raglayim she'enem ro'im ve'enu shama. They don't see, they don't hear. What does that mean? They don't see, they don't hear. And I believe we could take this idea as it more fully expresses about the door of the Holocaust and the post-Holocaust. It's a bechira of raglayim she'enem ro'im ve'enem shoim. They're living at a time, they mamish don't see the Kaddish Baruch Hu in front of them whatsoever. How could they, in the depths of tragedy, of catastrophe? Where was the Kaddish Baruch Hu Sheinim? Ro'im ve'in shomim. U'begrayim baglayim atzma v'chelek ha'namuch b'yoser hu ha'ekev. Sheheim adorish ha'ikfas de meshicha shehesteisa ha'gadol. Shehester gadol, the great for hiding, the removal of Kaddish Baruch Hu, where is he? Kol kach she'en ro'im ve'en shon klum. They didn't see or hear anything. V'chol ma she'yesh lahem hu rak koach ha'muna. Nevertheless, what's left for them? The koach ha'muna. The koach of belief. Sha'afilu be'ikvasa de meshicha she'hester rabo be'yosef b'chol ze Yisrael ma'minim. Nevertheless, they believe. They believe with such great emuna. Zehu perish v'haya ekev tishma'un. Shehu simcha l'malu l'fanav yisbarach yishma. The Kaddish Baruch Hu here, he looks at Klal Yisrael. And despite the hester, despite the be in the Akev, the ikvas, the Mashiach, in a generation that doesn't see or hear from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet they're still there, they're still the Emunah, they're still running after the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yismachu Hashemayim v'sagel ha'aretz. And here, if I may throw in my own interpretation, Yismachu Hashemayim, the Shemayim become so happy v'sagel ha'aretz. The Aretz returns. The Aretz becomes illuminated. The Aretz, which Aretz? Eretz Yisrael. It starts to blossom. Kasher Ekev Tishma'un Sha'af Bedarish Akes V'Sof HaGolos B'Zman Ikvas of the Mashiach. At the end, the Sof HaGolos, in the time of Ikvas of the Mashiach, Shemehester Godo Kol Kach Ro'um. It is so blackened. The Hester upon him is so great. Calls it Tishma'un B'Koach Ha'amun. And nevertheless, B'nai Yisrael remains with the Amun as they still remain with their belief in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Mavula Fizeh Haschar Sha'avas Bracha. The Avas Hashem, the Avas of Yisrael, the love becomes the Bracha. Shomida kinekemida, the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu was showed to Klal Yisrael at that moment. It's a story about the Briska Rav, that after the Hakamas Medina, not that the Briska Rav was a Tzioni, but after the Hakamas Medina, he said when he heard, he just closed his eyes and shook up, and I heard this from Rabbi Kalimer. He basically says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, Ginnik, I'll give it to you." And that's what Aminki Hinei Hadrakas Amuna Hazoshal Hadoros Ailu Achronim Mora Agodol Avas Hashem. Before I continue with the second pshat of the Nesivos, there's an Ohev Yisrael. The Apta Rav says, Ratzaloma Shashem Yisparach Hatiach Lanu Shebeschus Zeh Shesofeinu Lishmoa Bekol Hashem V'Lishmar V'Lasos Es Kol HaMitzvos. What does it mean? V'Haya Eke Tishma'un U'Shmatem V'Asisem Osam. He says, there'll come a time, Eke Tishma'un, I promise you, you will listen to my mitzvos. Shebeschus zeh shesofeinu lishmo bekol Hashem v'lishmo v'lasos es kol hamitzvos v'shamar Hashem lekecha lo es habris. God will be shomer the bris, meaning ratzalomo shehashem yisparach yishmor lanu es habris gam ata hagam sha'adayin einan ru'uyim lekach. Even now we're in a state where we're not ra'i to it. We're not being shomer the bris. Achim kol ze machma shehut sofe umabed at sof kol hadoros. Then when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees, even though, but he says in the end, you will do tshuva, I will be shomer the bris, I will be shomer my connection with you. Because hut sofe umabed at sof kol hadoros, he looks at the end of all generations, v'yodeya be'emes, shenashuv eilecha b'chol uvavena l'shmar v'lasos, nevertheless, in the end, we will follow all of the mitzvos. Harehu eslo yisparo ki'ilu kvar asinu tshuva shalema. So if I may, you take the beginning of the Nesiva Shalom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu realized our Amunah is there. And nevertheless, in this Amunah, and gave us Klal Yisrael, gave Medinat Yisrael to us. And we look at Medinat Yisrael, and we see that at this moment, the argument against belief that this is Aschalta de Geula, one of the major arguments, you see, we haven't done tshuva. No, we haven't done tshuva yet. But there was an Amunah after the Holocaust that we deserved to get Medinat Yisrael. And despite that, at this moment, it is not a complete tshuva. V'haya Ekev Tishma'un, I know in the end, Tishma'un, in the end, you will listen. And until then, I'm going to be shomer my bris and continue with the greatness and the nisim and the flows that I will give you. Yisparaki ilu kavara sina tshuva shalema v'chein yihi ratzon amen. And the Siva Shalom then gives a second expression. Actually, we'll skip the second, we'll go to the third. Ubiyod ofan yeshloma. Voyo ekev tishmaun. Ekev is Roshay Tayvas, Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutter. Sanctify yourself with that which is mutter to you. Shezehu mitzvahs kedoshim tiyu shenemra achrei parshas arayos. Uchemoshim mefarshim Rambam b'zeh shem mitzvah hi kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lecha. As the Ramban explained over there, to be kadesh, to be mekadesh yourself, to make yourself holy, sanctify yourself with that which is mutter, that which is permitted to you. Shelo yenovel b'rishus haTorah. Don't be a menovel. If something is mutter, you don't overindulge in it. Why? Because overindulgence removes you. The more you indulge in your own needs, your own persona, even when it's mutter, you're removing yourself from Yediyas Hashem. V'hainu sha'av ben yonei heter lo yimalei tavosav. Even in ideas, even in areas of which is his mutter, don't yimalei tavosav. You don't complete, you don't fill yourself up with all of the tavosav. Ukemochein inyan viskadashtim vihiyisam kedoshim shenemar achapashas macholos asuros. And just as we say is viskadashtim, that you should be sanctify yourself after the whole parsha deals with macholos asuros, what we're not allowed to eat. Should siva shekadesh atzim b'mot mutalacho ben yoni macholos. Sheafa macholos shal heta sheim b'ham isa sheyachom b'kedusha. Even those. There's a heter, there's no problem with eating it. Hinei b'nogeila issa hare yesh yiras ha'onesh. We understand when it comes to issa, there is a yiras onesh, there's a fear of punishment. Uma sha'odam nisar mekach, she'ena mochiyach al avas Hashem, aval makadesh atzma b'mutar, hu mitoch godol avas Hashem sheyeshlo. But the makadesh atzma, someone who's makadesh himself, b'mutar, that comes from where? From Avas Hashem. I'm allowed to occupy myself with this particular taiva at this moment. But I realize as I'm occupying it, I have to look at it in an idea of the Vilna Gaon. Came chayenu v'orach yomenu, v'hem nege yom v'loilo. What does that mean? How can it be, how can everything be l'shem, you know, yom v'loilo? The person can't learn day and night. Needs to sleep. Needs to eat. Is to occupy himself with things other than sitting and learning. But if everything is done, l'shem shamayim, I'm going to sleep so I'll have more koach tomorrow morning so I can get up early and I can learn. I'm going to work so I can support my family in order that I can then also continue my avodas Hashem. What is that shem? That means avas Hashem. That's doing this. Why avas? I want to come closer and closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I arrange my day, I arrange my activities, I arrange everything that I do not to focus too much on myself and to focus more on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yesterday's daf was talking about all the different, there's a beautiful Ein Yaakov that deals, daf in Gemara Shabbos, in terms of various, very strange ideas of what the activities are good for the body, not good for the body. And the Ein Yaakov is pointed out over there as a teenager, meaning when you're young, shouldn't overly occupy yourself with your own looks, with your own, yes, you have to do it for health. But that was even that which is mutter, even looking into the mirror to make sure that you look in a certain way. You should do that in order to Talmid Chacham walks in the street, it shouldn't look like he's disheveled, because you're a shliach Hashem. There has to be a limitation. There has to be a balance. It has to be understand. Person exercises. Has to know the limitation of exercise and need for an exercise, but also limitation. Person is active in playing golf or going to sports or playing basketball. There has to be a limitation in your day to understand, I do it in order for health, in order to allow myself to have greater amkus in learning, and amkus in doing mitzvahs, and able to do chesed. And then you have to realize at what point in time is it not for your avodas Hashem, but for a different reason. Sha'av she'en b'ze isa nimna mikoch ha'godol avasos Hashem yodeyesh is a neged rotzon Hashem. And as the Rebbe Mevitzke says, b'priya oretz, she'gol hano gashmis afila hano heter hu nirga mafrid aluf she'mafrid ben Yehudi l'av she'mshmayim. Any type of, any activity like this is somewhat of a separation. Meaning you're focusing on this matter rather than focusing on God. Again, listen, this is all ideas of trying to, you know, sometimes you read these, you read a pshat and you say, listen, it's not me. I can't focus on God all day. I just, this is not the way I am. So, inachinami. We will understand that this is talking about a tzaddik, but for the average person, sometimes you have to just have this in mind. What is the optimum that I'm trying to accomplish? I'm not going to accomplish the optimum, but I can accomplish what I can accomplish on my level. Sometimes it'll take just a few more minutes. Maybe it's just an idea. No, today I'm not going to go do that extra activity. I want to be able to do the daf. I want to be able to learn. I want to be able to take time to daven a little bit longer. This is my time for, I remember Rabbi Lehem, I said, what is Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah means, I mean, everyone, Mivata Torah, who's sitting and learning? 20, I mean, the Vilna Gaon, they say that he learned 3 hours a day, and he didn't even sleep 3 hours straight. So what does that mean? He said, no, Bittul Torah means that I have a Zman for learning, and that Zman I can't be Mivata whatsoever. Zera perish v'haya eke tishmun. V'haya yisrcho ha-shamayim v'sagel ha-oretz. The godel ha-simcha l'mala im eke tishmun. How does it become v'haya? How do you get to yisrcho ha-shamayim v'sagel ha-oretz? Eke tishmun. In those ideas, the eke of kadesh atzmcho b'mutar, Im Yehudi mekadesh atzmo mutar ki zed nova mirov avas Hashem. If this is how you act, and that comes from your unbelievable love from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, sha'av she'ein zu avera v'ma'achash aguf nenehu yara mihanem emafred aluf. You will worry, you will make sure that even when you're doing something that's mutar, you won't do it to a point that will separate between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the Lashon Sha'adam Dosh Be'akvav. And that's the idea, he says, that's what it means, a Dosh Be'akvav. In other words, those ideas, your Dosh Be'akvav, that sometimes a man doesn't take this aspect seriously and spends too much time dealing in areas that are mutalach, which are mutalach, nevertheless is something which can become unhealthy. Another idea from the O of Yisrael, also very, you know, Tu B'Av is 45 days, the Divrei Chassidus is much discussion. 45 days between yesterday and Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned that the beauty of Halacha, the beauty of Tisha B'Av, is that the after Chatzos, the motif of the day changed. Until that moment, the day focused on the tainus and the arguments that the Bnei Yisrael had with Klal Yisrael. Ki ma'os ma'as tana kotzavto leinu ad ma'od. And it fits in beautifully with the original nesivus that we discussed, where you're ekev tishma'un, meaning that comes the ikvah de Meshicha. Ki ma'os ma'as tana, we learn the Kodesh Baruch Hu during the Holocaust, able to say, ki ma'os ma'as tana, what did we do to deserve something so like this? But at the end of this, what happens by Chatzos, the motif changes. We start to focus on ourselves and doing tshuva. And that's the haschala in my mind, is the haschala, It is the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Zman. And Tu B'Av is the 45 days. It's connected directly. But not only with the malchus of crowning the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but the mitzvah of coming closer to him. And with this mind, the Ohev Yisrael says, V'hineke sh'abo ala adam his odorous l'shuv b'tshuva. So when it comes to you, the idea that I want to do tshuva, l'shem yisbaruch hu l'taken es asher yiveis v'kilka l'areina, to be metaken, everything that I have been mekalkel until now, v'rotsa me'ata l'leches v'dachi ha'torah v'ha'mitzvahs, oz hu nilin n'so godol m'chemes ha'yetzah. And then it becomes the difficulty. I wanted to chew, but the Yetzer Hara overwhelms me over and over. Asher b'chol eisis siseyu lahatos miderech hatov ayasha. It's constantly trying to push me off from doing what I know is correct. The kosher lo lamo connecto. It's so hard to stand and next to, against it. So he sits there and he says, I can't accomplish this. My Yetzer Hara keeps on getting to me to do X, Y, and Z. My taiva, my desires for it. Your desire, just simply your desire to do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be ozer you. He will help you to complete it, to overcome that yetzahara. Va'ayidei zebali de simcha gedola va'omer belibo halosof dava murchuchu. So a person will realize, in the end, I'll succeed at this, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu who loves me will be there to help me. She'eshmas ha'mishpatam ha'eila ve'eshma ve'esa mitzvah Hashem. V'shomer u'mamten mitzabe v'tshuka gedola ve'osa atzim k'li l'kabola b'chinas osa shomen. We prepare ourselves. All we have to do is prepare the kli, prepare the ability. Kadosh Baruch Hu will shmir the shemen. He will make it easier for us to do the tshuva. And that's what it means. V'zehu merumas kam apasav ha'yo ekev tishma'un. Hayna sh'atorah kadoshim meramemes meramez lana b'nei Yisrael im skulasa v'ha'yo kasha yavol simcha b'levavchem. The skula to say that there will come v'ha'yo means the lashon of simcha. There will come a time where the simcha will come into your hearts. U'g'b'mamr chazal ein v'ha'yo ela lashon simcha. When the simcha will come into your heart, you'll remember the greatness of God. Remember everything that He has done for you. When you realize the fact that you're an Am Segula, when you realize how beautiful a life was given to you, when you realize the Kedusha of Shabbos, of sitting around with the family on a Friday night and the Shabbos afternoon meals, of being able to wake up early and to sit and to learn with simply Simchas HaNefesh, not having to worry about anything but the observance of the day of Shmiras Zechira. Once you realize that it's simcha, and you want to come closer to Hashem, He'll complete the job. And that's what it means. You make yourself into Bechinas Asuf Shaman. Oz Ayyidei Zev Asisim Asam. In the end, I promise you, you will do the mitzvahs. Taschilu La'asosam L'kai Mitzvahs Hashem. Ma'at ma'at. You begin slowly. Adashati Kaimus Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. And then in the end, you will succeed in all different areas. Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. Also, in Eker Tishma'un writes, David HaMelech, we said this before, Lo Me'ira B'Me'ra, Avo Nikve Yisvuni. What does it mean? That the Elkve Yisvuni, the dishing, the stamping on these, on the mitzvahs Yisvuni, Pirusha means the Isa B'Sefri Musa D'Chol Chatas Ha'adam, Asher Nimsha Leilech Achas Rirus. Libel. What causes a man to sin? Something comes into his heart, the shtus, lasos devarim she'enim huganim nimshacha me'ekev. It starts from the heel. The heel rear represents the nachash. The nachash is what bites you in the heel, that yetzahara. That's where it starts from. V'ata shofena ekev, v'hu mevi'il lidei chimud. It brings you into this desire, an unbelievable wanting to do the avera. V'haya Ekev knows there'll come a point where the Ekev or the Yetzer wants to grab a hold of you. Tishma'una Samashpatameila. The source, the how to combat it, listen to these mitzvahs. Ulakacha filu nachash karucha akvo anyimanalis pala Hashem. Beautiful. And even that's what the Gemara says, even the nachash is karuch. In other words, you have given up. It's on your Ekev, it's there. You feel like there's no solution, there's no way to accomplish. Where do I go? I'll give the list, but don't stop from davening Hashem. Latzila miyad aveira. That's what the Gemara is saying in Brachas and Lam Gimel. Zeu aveira she'adam dosh be'ekvav. Lekach lachniya sitra denachash. Ulahave koach hatuma. Yamad yichav ala aretz. In other words, stand on the aretz. Stand on the aretz. Remove. In other words, don't let the Ekev, don't let this Yetzirah grab a hold of you. Zeu atam. Now he says, unbelievably beautiful. Take off your shoes in Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes. Remove that which symbolizes the Nachash. Remove that which symbolizes the Yetzirah. Bechalitzas mena'alam. Zegam kem chalitzas tachas ayib, and he says it's also the removal of the shoe by a yavim. Ki vada yavim, yivim kodem. Of course the yivim is better than a chalitza. But we don't allow it. Why? Rakat ein yisro takfo ve'ein lo tava v'chimin olav. We're so worried that you have an incorrect idea, an incorrect taiva here. Lachach, tachlas menala, take off your shoe. Take off your shoe, take off to show the removal of this Yetzirah. Ulakacha menal tzorach lechasos kol ha'ekev. That's why he has to cover the whole ekev. Zehu atam shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe salm l'lecha me'al reglecha. That's why God told Moshe, remove your shoe. Mitam demuvor dehusim imena koach hatovah. It removed his desire for taiva zehu shekos v'hayor ekev tishmaun. But I'm just changing it to the idea of v'hayor ekev tishmaun haynu mitzvah she'adam osa l'takein aveira she'osa avur hasasas nanachash shu ekev. Do the mitzvahs to remove this idea of the ekev, of the yetzahara, the nachash, which is the source of your doing the evil. One last idea. Again, it's brought up of the second Aseres HaDibros. Be'esahi Omar Hashem Elai P'sol L'chosh Ne'lichos Avonim Karishanim. The Medrash Tanchuma, Shnei L'chos Avonim, P'sol L'chosh Ne'lichos. You have to, what happened in the second L'chos? P'sol L'chosh. Prepare it. The Isa he zeh sheman kosev. This is Medrash Tanchuma says lechol zman ve'eis to kol chayfetz tachas hashmaim. Quoting from Rosh Shlomo HaMelech, everything has its time, and there's a zman of throwing down the luchos, and there's a zman of gathering. Eis lahashlich avonim, ve'eis kenos avonim. Eis lahashlich avonim. There was a time to throw it down. That was the Luchos HaRishonim. And then there's the Eis Kenos Avonim. And then there's a time of bringing, of gathering it. Eis Hoyel of Sol Luchos Avonim Acherim. Shenema Psol L'Shnei Luchos. So Nachum Ganak explains, usually it's just the opposite. First you gather the Yevon, and then you throw them down, if you don't have them in your hand. This is the pshat of the Medrash is saying that this is what it means. There was a time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you. Moshe and Rabbeinu didn't have to do anything for the first Luchos. It was just simply given to him. That was one Madrega. But Moshe Rabbeinu realized that that Madrega for Klal Yisrael was detrimental. Shimon Shkaf explains in his Hakdama, if it was given to us, it would have been too easy. And he was still, people have a certain Yetzer Hara and they're going to misuse the Torah. And then there comes a time, no, you have to kenos. The second was talking about the Medrash Nachum says, the second time la'asof, that was for Moshe Rabbeinu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu told to do? The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write that. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it. I want you to prepare it. Just prepare it. Psolecha. Just a small little matter I want you to do. That is the thing. The theme of the entire parsha is just to begin. That's the haschalah of tshuva. You begin. We so often don't even try to do tshuva because we look at the mountain that has to be climbed and we say it's impossible. I can't get up there. This week we're finishing Gemara Shabbos. Kufnun Zayin, 157, really 156 Dapim. When the person opens up the first daf and he looks at this, oh, how am I ever going to finish all this? Start with brachas. Start in brachas January 1st, January 2nd, whenever it was. We are now in the beginning of August, and look what you've accomplished. You've already done brachas for its countless mefarshim and Torah. And you're finishing Gemara Shabbos. And now you're going to begin the Erevin. Erevin, the Lashon of Ani. Who is an Ani? A person doesn't know Erevin. Nida. And Yevamos. And now you're beginning to become a wealthy man. How does this accomplish? By starting a daf of the day. One daf. Stop thinking about I have to finish all of Shas. How am I going to finish all of Shas? You do one daf at a time. One Mishnah at a time. One Rashi at a time. And little by little is something can be accomplished. All the Torah is asking is V'hayah Ekev Tishma'un. The Torah tells us that all the there's a Milsa Zutra. All the Kaddish Baruch Hu is asking from you is a Yiras Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says all he wants is a Milsa Zutra, small thing. Fear of Hashem. And they say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy. No, it's easy for us too. Just to contemplate it, just a little bit. Begin with a small kernel of Yiras Shemayim. And from there, everything begins. Everything can change. V'haya Ekev Tishma'un. If you start, simply V'ekev, start from the bottom. That's where we are. We're starting from the bottom. Haya Ekev. Let's just start from the bottom. Start from just removal, the smallest of averus. Tishma'un, when we realize, yes, it starts with Yira, but if we can start also with Avas Hashem, and wanting to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the promise, as the Ohev Yisrael says, you will succeed. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you succeed. Shabbos.